Let's read together Leviticus chapter 21. In this chapter, as well as in Leviticus chapter 22, we have laws concerning the priests, both as to their conduct and as to their qualifications. Let's begin by reading the first four verses of Leviticus chapter 21. And the Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, none shall defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his relatives who are nearest to him, his mother, his father, his son, his daughter, and his brother. Also his virgin sister who is near to him, who has had no husband. For her he may defile himself. Otherwise he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself." Let's begin our study of this chapter, Leviticus chapter 21, with some background notes. Now, in our studies of Leviticus thus far, we've seen a number of laws and the penalties and punishments for breaking these laws. These laws all concern the nation as a whole. Now, here in Leviticus chapters 21 and 22, we have special laws and precepts and requirements for the priests of Israel. You've probably heard the expression before, rank has its privileges, but rank also has its responsibilities. This is not a Bible verse, but it is a biblical truth. And it was certainly true of the priestly class in Israel. The priests, and only the priests, had the privilege of entering into the tabernacle and later the temple. However, we see that the requirements of the priests were the highest in the book of Leviticus. Because of their special relationship to the Lord and because of their special responsibilities before the Lord, the priests had certain restrictions placed upon them which were not required of the lay people. All of these restrictions for the priests have spiritual lessons for us today as Christians, because we all are believer priests in the church today, as we read in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5, which says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a royal priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Well, that brings us now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this chapter, Leviticus chapter 21. Doctrinal point number one. Under the law, certain normal practices were restrictions for the priests. Under the law, certain normal practices were restrictions for the priests. Verses 1 through 15. In verses 1 through 4, the verses that we just read, we see that the priests were restricted in the area of funerals and preparing bodies for burial, except in cases of near relatives. Now, under the law, anyone who touched the body of a dead person, which would happen for any number of reasons, that person was unclean for 7 days. Numbers chapter 19, beginning with verse 11. So we see that the regulations were quite strict for anyone under the law. But here in Leviticus chapter 21, we see that the regulations in this area for the priests were even more strict. The priests were not to come in contact with the dead for any reason. A priest who came in contact with a dead body in any way was defiled. The only exception was in the case of an immediate family member. Now, in Leviticus chapter 21, verses 5 and 6, we see that the priests of Israel were restricted from any kind of practice of the pagan priests. Let's read these verses. "They shall not make any bald place on their heads, nor shall they shave the edges of their beards, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy to their God and not profane the name of their God, for they offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and the bread of their God. Therefore, they shall be holy." We know that in those days, pagan priests practiced shaving their heads and beards in certain ways and practiced self-mutilation in their mourning for the dead. We saw this back in Leviticus chapter 19. Now in verses 7 through 9 of Leviticus 21, we see that there were restrictions as to the priest's marriages and home life. Let's read these verses. They shall not take a wife who is a harlot or a defiled woman, nor shall they take a woman divorced from her husband, for the priest is holy to his God. Therefore you shall consecrate him, for he offers the bread of your God. He shall be holy to you, for I, the Lord, who sanctify you, am holy. The daughter of any priest, if she profanes herself by playing the harlot, she profanes her father. She shall be burned with fire. Verses 7 through 9. Priests could not marry prostitutes or divorced women. And notice how the behavior and lifestyle of a priest's daughter so reflected on the ministry of her father that she was to be put to death if she was involved in immorality. Verse 9. Now in verses 10 through 15 of Leviticus 21, we have the restrictions for the high priest, which were even more strict. The high priest was not even to show the normal signs of mourning for the dead, such as uncovering his head and tearing his clothes. Verse 10. He was not to defile himself by contact with the dead, even when his father or mother died. Verse 11. He was not to participate in funerals, but he was to remain in the tabernacle or temple area where his duties were. Verse 12. And in the area of marriage, the high priest was to marry a virgin Israelite. There was to be no foreign blood in the Aaronic line of high priests. Verses 13 through 15. Under the law, certain normal practices were restrictions for the priests. Doctrinal point number two. Under the law, certain physical defects were restrictions for the priests. Under the law, certain physical defects were restrictions for the priests. Verses 16 through 24. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, saying, no man of your descendants in succeeding generations who has any defect may approach to offer the bread of his God. For any man who has a defect shall not approach. A man blind or lame, who has a marred face or any limb too long, a man who has a broken foot or a broken hand, or is a hunchback or a dwarf, or a man who has a defect in his eye, or eczema, or scab, or is a eunuch. No man of the descendants of Aaron the priest who has a defect shall come near to offer the offerings made by fire to the Lord. He has a defect. He shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. He may eat the bread of his God, both the most holy and the holy. Only he shall not go near the veil or approach the altar, because he has a defect, lest he profane my sanctuaries. For I, the Lord, sanctify them. And Moses told it to Aaron and his sons and to all the children of Israel. Now, I would suggest that you don't select one of these verses as your favorite memory verse in the Bible. Would you agree? However, these verses are part of Holy Scripture and are here for a reason. Now, it's important to understand that these defects and impediments did not deprive the priest of his priestly position, but from priestly functions. Look at verses 22 and 23 once again. Now, why did these defects and impediments bar the priest from the priestly functions? Doesn't that seem unfair? No, it's not unfair. The bottom line was that the physical condition of the priest was to portray the perfection of God's creation. That was true of the animal sacrifices as well. They were to be without defect. Physical wholeness of the priest symbolized spiritual holiness. And remember, the high priest portrayed Christ as our sinless high priest without any defect or blemish. Hebrews 7:26 says, for such a high priest was fitting for us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. The restrictions for the priests in Leviticus chapter 21 give us a spiritual picture of these important truths. Under the law, certain physical defects were restrictions for the priests. And that brings us to our practical application for Leviticus chapter 21. Don't miss the spiritual pictures in the physical defects. Don't miss the spiritual pictures in the physical defects. We've seen that the restrictions and requirements of the high priest all portray, in some way, the perfections of our high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it stands to reason that the restrictions for the other priests contain spiritual pictures of us, the body of Christ, since, as we've seen in 1 Peter 2:5, we are a royal priesthood. Now, as to the restrictions concerning marriage, the spiritual picture is obvious. As believer priests, we are to marry fellow believers and not be unequally yoked. As 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. As to the restrictions concerning touching the dead, I think the spiritual picture here is also obvious. As believer priests, we are not to be in contact with those things of this world which would defile us and cause us to sin, and that would include close relationships with unbelievers involved in unholy activities. As 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 says, therefore come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Now, the fact that the priests in certain situations involving close family members could come in contact with the dead is probably also part of the spiritual picture. There are special cases where we, as a Christian family of believers, must come in and deal with some ugly situations which would normally defile, as when a Christian brother or sister falls into serious moral sin, for example, and we, as part of the Christian family, must deal with this. As to the restrictions of the priests concerning defects and impediments, they all seem to in some way contribute to the spiritual picture of believer priests being blameless. Lameless would picture a defective spiritual walk. Blindness would picture defective spiritual sight. A dwarf would picture lack of spiritual growth. Past negative events might picture certain spiritual limitations and so forth. Notice again that these defects and impediments did not affect the priest's position, but only their function at the tabernacle or temple. These priests could be involved in other activities, such as teaching scripture in their villages, for example, etc. In the same way, by God's grace, our shortcomings do not affect our sonship or priestly position or many of our activities as believers, but they do interfere with the full exercise of our priestly privileges and functions in the church, which is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Don't miss the spiritual pictures in the physical defects.